Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to Chris Chelios, and he is BetMGM Ambassador Chris Chelios, BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. And Chris joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo Tire, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Chris, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing all right.
You know, I was reading, Chris, yesterday that Artie Where's the Party, Levshinov, had played for a month or something like that on a broken foot. And he had fractured his foot, apparently, before he had the injury where the puck came off and hit him in the foot. They looked at it and they found this earlier injury, and that's what has kept him out. And he was back at a morning skate yesterday. Good to see. But have you ever played on an injury like that? Wouldn't you notice? Wouldn't you be able to tell?
Well, honestly, I remember in Olympics in '84, it happened to me, and I had no idea. I had to put a walking cast on for the rest of the Olympics. But sometimes you get a fracture, it does not show up after, you know, sometimes 3-4 days. You know, it shows up in the x-rays, and initially it doesn't. So, yeah, and it really does affect the way you play, obviously, especially defensemen. That one, that step you lose, that quickness you lose, you know, as a defenseman. I think I went through it in one of the series against Detroit, too, with the Blackhawks in the playoffs. And you're really ineffective. You just can't play on it.
All right, Chris, what happened to the Blackhawks defense? I thought we're going to be the last two games a little better than they have been. Two straight losses at home, not a great way to come back home. What's going on?
Well, Vancouver, obviously, one of the top teams in the league. Their speed, you know, I finally didn't have to work last night. I finally got a chance to watch the whole game. And their speed, they're well coached by Rick Tocchet. At JT Miller, they're just – everybody on their team knows where to be and the puck, where they're moving the puck before – you know, they're just a really quick team. And I thought for the most part, you know, Hawks showed a little bit of grit by coming back. They were down twice and made it a one-goal game. And then that offsides play, I don't know, you know, what they're looking at or what the referees are seeing or who they're talking to during those replays. But, you know, not to make excuses, Vancouver was a better team, but it was clearly offsides. The puck was, you know, out front by an inch. The whole crowd saw it. I don't understand. But anyway, that kind of took a little sail out of their wins. And then you could just see Vancouver control the puck. And on the back end, you know, I don't know if I want to tell you guys. I want to tell Luke Richardson before I, blurt this out.
Come on.
Quite honestly, I'm finally going to go down there and say something because I have been noticing something. And I will say, I find that the Blackhawks, the defensemen, and I had a hard time doing this, that they're always, you know, switching sides and on their off sides. And in the zone, you know, the goal Vlasic went through his legs. And, you know, they seem to be on their backhands quite a bit. And that's what happens when, you know, the right-handed defenseman gets on the left and vice versa. So I have a hard time with that. And when I played, I couldn't figure out the angles playing the offside. And I think, you know, the defenseman, I know you want to pressure and chase and get on guys. But at the same token, I think it makes it tougher on the D. And so that's one thing I noticed. They spend a lot more time in their end. And it's something that can be corrected, but they've been doing it for, you know, the couple of years here and that I've watched under this coaching staff. And it's just pretty frustrating to see that happen. You can notice, you know, three of the goals, four of the goals, the defensemen were all on the wrong sides.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's fascinating. How is he doing, Luke Richardson? You know, he benches a guy. He lets everyone know about it. He's using the tough love. I guess we'll find out if it works, but I don't know that they're – I think they've raised expectations, Chris. I think people are looking at them differently than they did a year ago.
Well, I think they expected to be better, obviously, with the signings they made, too. And last year, like I said, between you know, poor play, youth, you know, injuries. It just was really a tough year. So they went out and got some good players. And I think, like I said, for the most part, they've been playing pretty good. By no means were they outplayed as far as like shots on goal. And you know, we talked about Bertuzzi last week kind of having a slow start, but he could easily had a couple of goals last night. He's all around the net and doing what he does. And he netted another one yesterday. Yeah. But yeah, I think the expectations because of the signings, and you know, it's still early, but in Vancouver's, like I said, one of the top teams. So I wouldn't be too frustrated just yet, but the key is getting better. And there's no question Luke holds these guys accountable. He wants them to work hard. And for the time being, you have to make all the right plays and put the puck behind your defenseman. It's the same old song and dance, and then you got to score on your opportunities. The good news is the power play was clicking, you know, up to last night. It didn't, you know, do as well as it had previously, but they're going to win some games on that power play. And Bedard, you know, he's frustrated last night. They did a number on him. It was a pretty good tactic. They were kind of cross-checking him in the hip and taking him off stride quite a bit. And he got really frustrated last night, Connor.
Quickly, Chris, you picking the Bears this weekend?
Absolutely. Two young quarterbacks, but we're on a roll. So I know they're on the road. You know, Guardians, like I said, that young quarterback, I think he's hurt for – aren't they? He's got a rib injury, yes.
He's got a rib.
So hopefully like one or two good hits to his rib again and Bears win. That's all. That's how it works.
Great stuff.
Take the 15. Take the 15, whatever you call it, sportsmanlike, and take them right early, though. Take the penalty early.
Do it early.
I love it. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, great Shelley. Catching up with you. That's Chris Chelios. Yeah. Take the 15.
Go after Jaden Daniels.
That's beautiful.
That is.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.